out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 14th of June 2019 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. And of course we've reached the end of another week and all the listeners are looking forward to having a weekend off. And also I bet they're looking forward to hearing from my co-host today, Grandpa Lampshade. Grandpa, how are you doing today? It's tipping down with rain here. I bet it's nice where you are.
Well, we're okay here, except, you know, looking at what we're going to be discussing in this week's Clown World in Review, I think we may be hitting a point to where we can no longer deny the fact that we're really achieving progress here. We may have to retire after witnessing the progress that we're making now and just say that we were wrong. The leftists are right. And diversity really is our strength.
Well, just look at the vibrancy it's bringing us. I mean, we've said before about the greatest thing diversity brings us is this abundance of food, this abundance of different delicacies that we can try, Chinese restaurants, African restaurants. Well, the latest delicacy is chimpanzee meat. Chimpanzee meat is being served as a delicacy at British weddings and sold as bushmeat on market stalls, it has emerged. The border force is under pressure to introduce DNA testing to identify the meat at customs and has said it would be investing in new technology to tackle the rising issue. Leading primate scientist Dr. Ben Garrod has said he was told by customs officials just weeks ago that a ton of bushmeat from West Africa had been confiscated on a flight bound for the US. He said it was routinely smuggled into Europe and the UK, which could cause the spread of serious disease as the meat is unsanitary and chimpanzees are very genetically similar to humans. The University of East Anglia professor has called for DNA testing to be used on meat imports which come into the UK and for more resources to be put into research in order to stop this trade. It's rife. It's there. It's in all the major cities across Europe and the United States. We have seen bushmeat confiscated in the UK in checkpoints, at borders and in markets, he told the Telegraph. So here it is. Chimpanzee meat is the new thing. And they want DNA testing on meat which comes into the country. Well, it's a shame they can't do DNA testing on the people that are coming into the country and keep out those who don't have the same DNA as us. Have you heard about this, Grandpa? Have they got chimpanzee meat for sale over there yet?
No, I haven't. I guess I'm not sure. Maybe I should go down. You know, it's not something they have in the grocery stores. Maybe I should go down to the butcher shop, you know, the actual meat market and ask them, you know, well, what's this? Well, do y'all have any chimp meat? So, well, you know, they always say we would be unable to like cook Mexican food if we didn't import Mexico, but you know, and which seems on the surface to be ridiculous, but I have to admit, I really wouldn't know how to cook chimp meat. So it may be necessary if we really want to enjoy the fine delicacies of chimpanzee that we really are going to have people here that are able, you know, to know the proper etiquette and proper way of eating. of eating chimp meat. I've never in my life imagined that we would be able to attain this level of progress.
Chimp hands, chimp hearts, chimp brains, brain burgers, anyone? In 2011, chimpanzee meat was understood to have been detected during a trading standards raid in the West Midlands. What? The standard of chimpanzee meat? Whether it wasn't A grade, B grade? It doesn't actually say here. A year previously, the first research on the import of bushmeat into Europe found more than 270 tons passing through the Charles de Gaulle airport in Paris alone. Dr. Garrod says bushmeat is still being sold at markets in many British cities and is often eaten as a delicacy at weddings and christenings. The meat, he says, is a prized delicacy and sells for up to five times the price of prime cuts of beef or pork. He explained, "From what I know, I can't imagine why people would want to eat chimpanzee, but most bushmeat that comes to the UK is seen as a luxury food. It is the equivalent of us wanting game. It is often brought to the country for specific celebrations like a wedding or a christening. We aren't targeting a cultural group here, but it is an illegal activity." So how long will it be before they get accused of racism for not allowing these Negroes to eat these chimpanzees? How can anybody think of eating a chimpanzee? To me, it's like eating cats or dogs or rats. It's not food. It's a primate. I mean, this is really twisted that they would see this as a delicacy, because you hear that, you know, people are starving. They might eat anything, but this is actually it's a prestigious thing for them to eat. This is what the elite Negroes eat, is chimpanzees.
They're paying prime price for it. You know? And I love how they're dancing around it. You know, it's coming in here for the, we're not targeting a cultural group. we're not targeting a cultural group. Please don't call me racist. So we're just going to try to keep speaking in general terms, like in British cities and, you know, at weddings. Oh, whose wedding? I mean, I can't picture that. I wonder when, you know, it's like the royal wedding, like when Prince Harry married Princess Mystery Meat. I mean, do you think they imported some chimpanzee? Because the royals, I mean, that's about as high, you know, prestigious as you can get in Britain. So I wonder, you know, maybe that's who it's for. Maybe they snuck in chimpanzee meat for the royal family. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say probably not. So why then? Who? Where would it be? Where would it be coming from? Yeah, I just don't know. One thing I hope I don't have to worry about here is, I mean, you order fajitas here, you assume you're getting beef and chicken. I have not seen chimp fajita. I've not seen chimpanzee fajita meat on any of the Mexican food restaurant menus, thankfully. So there is that. I just love how, though, they try to paint it in broad terms, like, you know, well, we don't know, you know, it's coming into the UK, it's coming into certain areas of the US, it's coming into Paris. We're being real general here. Yeah, since when did all of the people in these countries suddenly develop a taste for chimp meat? Well, you know, we're not targeting a cultural group. Oh, no, absolutely not. You know, we're just supposed to continue playing along, you know, I keep thinking of the monkeys, you know, see no evil, hear no evil. You know, we don't see them, but the monkeys, you know, that's kind of ironic as well, isn't it?
Perhaps it's just that you haven't been to any of these British weddings, Grandpa. That's why you haven't come across this chimpanzee meat. That's who it is. I mean, it's highly likely, as you say, that it was the royal family were chowing down on monkey hands at the recent royal wedding. Well, this professor, who has worked with primates for decades with the Jane Goodall Institute, warned that because chimpanzees are so genetically similar to humans, the next big pandemic could be spread through their illegally smuggled meat. He described it as a ticking time bomb, adding, "In America, primate meat has been confiscated that was infected with diseases that can be spread to humans. The biggest worry for health authorities at the moment is that a disease that can be passed between humans and animals will be the next big pandemic. For example, HIV originally came from primates. We are so similar, so the potential is there for various pathogens and viruses to be transmitted or mutate." And I do believe that this is how Ebola this big epidemic of Ebola that's just flaring up again over there in Africa. This is how this began. This began with a fruit bat. I mean, these people eat fruit bats. A lot of the time, they don't even cook these animals. They just eat them raw. I've seen them on a video eating carrion. I've seen a dead elephant with all these Negroes just swarming over this dead elephant, and the flesh is all absolutely rotten, and they're just pulling off chunks of flesh and biting into it raw. And of course, this is where these diseases come from, let alone AIDS. I mean, you've got Ebola as well here. I mean, a lot of this, a lot of these diseases that we have has actually come about through this. And of course, they won't actually blame the Negroes for, you know, being daft enough to actually eat these animals. I think it's actually just a natural part of their diet, Grandpa, to eat this sort of stuff.
What I find funny too is it kind of goes along the same lines of what you just covered here is, you know, here in America, you know, we've had, you know, like diseases like measles and things like that. We have all these diseases that, you know, we thought were wiped out. We thought that we had just pretty much eradicated them in the country. And now we're seeing them all of a sudden pop up and we're starting to see them spread again here and everybody. And they're running around and they're blaming the anti-vaxxers, you know, the anti-vaccine people. We have these diseases popping up and spreading. The reason must be these people who are just refusing to get vaccines. Well, maybe it's because you're importing people from parts of the world where those diseases have not been eradicated. I know I'm making way too much logic for clown world here, but maybe, just maybe, that could be the reason. And yeah, you're talking about Ebola. I saw a story the other day where here in Texas, they were moving, you know, we have all these migrant caravans at the southern border that aren't really from Mexico. They're from Central America. Well, now they've got Africans, Middle Easterners, Indians, and everything else showing up at the southern border of the United States. And I saw a story the other day where some people from Africa are being transported. They're transporting them through the state. They've processed them and they're going to let them stay here while they figure out, you know, the difficult task of, you know, how to send them back, because we can't just do that because our values. And they're transporting them to the other. And they're from these countries in Africa that have Ebola. If we have an Ebola outbreak, is that going to be the anti-vaccine people's fault as well? It's all so clownish here in clown world. You know, we can't ever look at the most logical conclusion of what could be spreading these diseases.
They are full of them. You just have to look at the rate of STDs, the rate of AIDS, syphilis, gonorrhea. I mean, they're full of all these sexually transmitted diseases. In fact, American Renaissance, the AMREN site, have lots of good information on that. But getting back to this story here, the Border Force said it was investing in new technology to help stop the trade in illegal meat. Bushmeat is meat from mammals, amphibians, reptiles, and birds from tropical areas. It is commonly eaten as a source of protein in remote areas, but as a delicacy in cities around the world. Of course, only the multicultural ones. Hunting it is seen by wildlife organizations as a threat to biodiversity, as many of the animals killed are on the endangered lists. It also carries the risk of spreading diseases such as Ebola. The range of animals hunted for this meat is wide, from the cane rat in Africa to chimpanzees. Others include the giant African land snail, lemurs, other primates, tropical fish, and snakes. I'm just amazed that they would actually eat rats. I can remember Baldrick from Blackadder joking about having to eat a rat in that comedy series years ago. But these people actually eat rats. They actually eat chimpanzees. And more than that, as we know, they also eat humans, and there is a raft of reports on them actually eating human beings, and this doesn't go back 200 years ago. This wasn't just when the white colonists made their way into Africa and discovered that they actually had the equivalent of butcher shops that had human arms and legs and heads in them. This is happening right now. In 2001, police swooped on a house in the Nkonka Reserve on the KwaZulu-Natal south coast and caught a local resident eating human flesh on Sunday. Police Inspector Gugu Sabila said the victim's body was cut into small pieces. Police could not tell whether it was a man or a woman. The body was cut up and cooked in a three-legged pot, said Sabila. She said that police officers were horrified when they found that some of the human flesh had been eaten. They also found human remains and internal organs in the house. Now, the thing is, we hear about, you know, there are some reports of white people eating other humans, but only when they're absolutely starving, only when they've absolutely been forced to. But as we'll see with these instances, actually eating human beings, again, that's a delicacy. It's just seen as another kind of bushmeat. What do you think about this one, Grandpa? Putting the meat in the pot.
Well, nothing says progress like cannibalism. You see, we go from eating pork and beef. We need some progress, so we progress to eating chimpanzees. So the next logical step is cannibalism. So we're really progressing now. And I mean, it's, again, you know, things are getting so much better, so much more diverse, so much more vibrant. It's just becoming undeniable now that we really are truly making progress. I'm not sure where the next progress is after cannibalism, maybe child sacrifice followed by cannibalism. And what's so crazy is I say that out loud and it doesn't even sound over the top. It's like everybody listening can sit there and start nodding their head going, yeah, that's probably going to be next. I mean, at what point do we say this isn't progress? At what point do we say, yeah, you know, this is stupid. Why are we doing this? Exactly. Why are we bringing these people into our countries again in the first place? What are we getting? What is the net gain here? What's the advantage? They keep telling us it brings more diversity. Are they doing jobs that we won't do? No, that's all a lie. What progress? What are we getting in exchange for bringing? Well, apparently the answer is chimp meat, cannibalism, and Ebola. Well, I don't remember. I thought voting and, you know, democracy were our values. I don't remember getting a vote on this. Do you vote? Would you like to vote for Ebola in your country? No, I'm voting against that. And I'm thinking that would be a pretty hard sell.
Have you seen that they're trying to get us to eat termites and insects and all these sort of things? They seem to be advertising that a lot in Europe, trying to get us to eat insects. So it really isn't that out of the question that they would say that eating chimpanzees is racist. We must allow bushmeat. And I could see in the future, you know, they might legalize the eating of human beings. After all, we can allow them to euthanize. We can have euthanasia now. People can just kill themselves if they want to. When you have moral relativity and you don't have any absolute evil and absolute good. I mean, anything goes, doesn't it? Why not allow people to eat one another? That's their logic. In 2015, Andrew Chimposa cut out the heart of his ex-client's lover and ate it, a police officer told the Western Cape High Court on Tuesday. The door was opened, and as I entered this room, I then came across the accused as he was sitting there, and he was eating raw meat. He was on his knees. He said Chimposa was drenched in blood from the face down. I then instructed him to stop eating the raw meat, and I told him to lie down, and he did as I instructed him. I went further into the room, and as I went past him, I saw a knife and fork there lying on the ground. Pieces of raw meat were lying there next to the cutlery. So here's this evidence that they actually eat this raw. They don't even need to cook it. I mean, this says to me that they must have a completely different digestive system to white people that's actually developed so that they can eat raw meat, so that they can eat humans without it killing them, basically, because I think it would kill a white man to start eating raw hearts and raw offal like this guy was doing.
Well, and it's a shame because, you know, you think about it, you know, there's people starving worldwide. I was just sitting here thinking about, you brought up the euthanasia and things such as that. And, you know, with people starving worldwide, it really is a shame to let all that meat go to waste. You know, we got people dying all the time. So, I mean, if we can eat people, I mean, why throw out perfectly good meat? It seems like a next logical step in clown world progression, doesn't it?
Well, there was an enterprising Negro who does appear to have been thinking along those lines, Grandpa. In 2014, police arrested 11 people and closed a restaurant after two human heads wrapped in cellophane were discovered at a hotel restaurant that had been serving human flesh. A tip-off led police to the macabre discovery in Anambra, Nigeria, with 11 people being arrested and AK-47 guns and other weapons being seized. human flesh was apparently being sold as an expensive treat at the restaurant, with authorities saying that roasted human head was even on the menu. So here we see that this isn't just something that they do out of anger to their enemies, tearing the heart out, but they're actually selling it at a restaurant, and of course people are knowingly going in there and buying it. And this is quite, it's got to be quite a posh restaurant to be selling the stuff, because it is quite expensive. And you've got 11 people being arrested for this. And this is in 2014. They've got restaurants over there in Nigeria selling bits of human flesh. Grandpa, I don't know what else to say about this.
Well, I have this vision in my head of looking at the menu and asking the waiter, so how is the roasted human head today? Is it good? I mean, should I get the human head? I highly recommend the human head. You will love the human head. It is very good. We roast it in the pit. It is absolutely fantastic. You cannot get human head like this anywhere. Anywhere else. And what's amazing is people will go to these countries like they think they're taking some sort of exotic vacation. You know, well, you know, anybody could go to Colorado and see the mountains. Pfft, who wants to do that? I'm going to go to Nigeria and try the roasted human head and show people how cosmopolitan and globally enlightened I am by going and seeing these other parts of the world. Why does anybody go to these places? But they do. You see these stories about people from Europe or the U.S. and they go to these countries and then, you know, horrible things happen to them and we're supposed to act like all shocked, you know. And I wind up with like zero sympathy, because I mean, if you go to Nigeria, you know, don't be shocked when you find out that you were eating human meat. Or, you know, I mean, when you go to a restaurant and they have roasted human head on the menu, that should pretty much be a good tip off that, you know, you're not back in the States anymore. You're not back in the UK anymore. You know, and you really shouldn't be shocked if something bad happens to you, if you wind up with a really negative outcome.
Well, they don't just sell it in restaurants. They don't just use it as a way to strike fear into their enemies. They also appear to do it as part of a religious ritual, hundreds of them. In 2017, police in South Africa were investigating a possible cannibalism syndicate after a man turned himself in at his local police station, reportedly telling the officers, "I am tired of eating human flesh." So he's obviously eaten so much of it, he's actually got bored of it. He produced part of a human leg and a hand as evidence of his guilt, and then led police to a house in KwaZulu-Natal where more body parts were found. Forensic experts have been called to identify the remains and ascertain whether they belong to one or multiple people. A total of four men, Nino Mubata, Shitembiso Shitol, Lindakuli Masondo and Lungiasani Mugabani, have been arrested so far as part of the investigation. One of them is believed to be a traditional healer. The men appeared before Estcourt Magistrates Court, 110 miles northwest of Durban, on Monday. Police suspect they may be part of a larger syndicate which trades in human flesh and have asked relatives in ongoing missing persons cases to come forwards to help with the investigation. When the police were following this matter, they discovered eight ears in a pot where one man was staying, said local councillor Metembini Majola. That means there is much more to this. At a community meeting following the arrests, hundreds of local residents allegedly confessed to eating human flesh purchased from one of the accused, reports News 24. Local councillor Metembini Majola held a meeting at the Esigodlawini Community Hall Monday morning, where he claims that 300 residents admitted to visiting one of the accused, Mbata, a Nyanga or faith healer, according to ENCA, and knowingly consuming human flesh that he had provided. This has happened within our community. Families, people we know and live with have now confessed to eating this woman, he said, as cited by News 24. So you've got a whole village there. You got 300 of them saying, yes, we've been chowing down on these body parts. I doubt whether they're going to arrest them. There isn't actually a criminal charge of cannibalism in Africa. There isn't one in Europe either, but I suspect because it's just so unthought of, the idea that white people would do anything like this. But so these blacks here, they're doing this because they think it's going to heal them. This is their doctor, their local doctor, their local GP, that has said to them, try some of these ears that I've just put in this pot for you. I mean, what do they say? They're 8 ears in a pot. That's 4 bodies that were killed just to make this guy's ear soup. I don't know quite what they thought it was going to heal, but it's obviously part of some religious thing here as well. I mean, basically what this is showing is this is a cultural thing for them. It's just part of their culture. You know, they'll rip out bits in a fight and eat them of an enemy. They will sell body parts in a restaurant. They'll use them for magical purposes as well. I mean, this is obviously a part. This is, it's a part of their diet, I would suggest. You know, like a staple diet, like we have wheat and cows and sheep that we eat. They have humans as just part of their diet, I would suggest.
Oh, isn't talking about progress though? Isn't look at this? Isn't South Africa a lot better since they got rid of apartheid? I mean,
oh yeah,
this is real. This is real progress, you know. And of course, I'm old enough. I remember back in the 90s when the big cause of the day was ending apartheid oppression in South Africa, and they did that. And after such a monumental of achievement of progress, it's amazing that these same groups that promoted this back in the 90s aren't coming back for like to give people progress reports, you know, tell people how much better things are in South Africa now that they got rid of the evil apartheid government. I mean, things are so much better there now. This is real progress. And but on a serious note, I always point out, and one of the things I like to point out quite often, is that South Africa is like the beta project for the rest of our nations. You know, that was the beta project. It's like a lab experiment. You know, we try this here and see how it works out. And that's the future everywhere else. And people sit there and shake their head and say, no, it's not. You're just being alarmist. But it really is. And because in South Africa, it was easier because the white people, they were already like this little minority. So they didn't have to like import a bunch of people from the rest of Africa there. I mean, they had everything already set up. They don't have that, or they didn't have that in the UK, Europe, America. So they have to import all of these people in. But you are looking at your future, and people sit here and say, well, that's crazy conspiracy talk. But it's not, because we see the progress here. Chimp eating, we're moving into cannibalism. As you import the people, you import the same behaviors. There's nothing that changes that with the geography. So it's not crazy to say that South Africa is your future. If you keep importing people from Africa, you're going to wind up with Africa. It's just in a different part of the globe, but you will wind up with the same thing. And so, yeah, if you look at South Africa as our future, look forward to the cannibalism.
Oh, it's a cultural thing. It's a dietary thing. And it's the start of it, you know, this importation of chimpanzees. And unless people say, well, this is just because they're not educated, this is because they're following a voodoo religion or whatever. We also have Christian cannibals. And this report comes from 2014. Reports of cannibalism and other horrific acts of violence surfaced in the Central African Republic on Saturday night as Christian militias went on the rampage following the resignation of the country's Muslim president. Sectarian violence has already claimed more than 1,000 lives in the CAR in the past month. And yesterday, eyewitnesses spoke of how a machete-wielding gang ate parts of the body of a Muslim man after attacking him on Tuesday. The reports have echoes of the grisly stories about the country's late dictator, Jean-Bidel Bokassa, who was alleged to have practiced cannibalism during his rule between 1966 and 1979. Well, what's that word for the meat that the Muslims eat? It's not kosher.
Halal.
Yeah. Well, at least it was halal meat that these Christians were eating, I guess.
we don't practice, just for the record, there is no cannibalism in the Church of the Lampshade. I just wanted to make that clear.
No cannibalism anywhere in the church. I this is just crazy, because they say well, if only we could bring Christianity to them, you know, that would sort their problems out. This is what E. Michael Jones says: if you bring Christianity to them, they will build Christendom within 1,000 years. That's all they need. And yet that it doesn't do anything at all. This was a Christian militia that basically chopped this Muslim guy up and ate him in front of everybody else. This is their behavior. This is what comes naturally to them. And this is what's on its way into Europe and America if things continue going the way that they are. If we continue to import them, this is what we're going to see on the markets. You're going to be seeing chimpanzee parts on the markets. They already can't cope with all the crime that they brought with them. Imagine all the resources that will have to go into preventing bushmeat making its way over here. If they've got tons of it coming already, I really don't think it's going to be long before you're seeing, you know, chimpanzee parts at the market and restaurants popping up selling this bushmeat, rat delicacies, fruit, bats, and everything else that comes with it. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday, not with the Daily Nationalist, actually. We have a new series for next week called The Celtic Saints of Britain, which is being produced by myself and Florian Geyer. So you have that to look forward to next week. And the Daily Nationalist will be back the following week. So thank you very much for listening. God bless and hail victory.